Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. With people living longer and longer and longer, our idea of retirement is changing. Some people are working longer, some people are working shorter, some people are working part-time. One way, one approach that we haven't talked about before is taking mini retirements. And I think this is a genius idea. Will Rainey is the founder of Blue Tree Savings, which is a platform aimed at helping parents teach their kids about money. And he joins us now from Hoi An, Vietnam. Hello there.
Hello, Bruce. Well, thank you for having me on the show.
It is our pleasure. Are you in Vietnam just so this interview would have credibility? Is that, and then you're like flying back to some boring place like Manchester, England afterwards? Is that how this goes?
No, I'm actually been here for 3 years now, and it's an amazing place. If people haven't been to Vietnam, and especially Hoi An, I strongly recommend it. It's a beautiful, beautiful place.
I have been, and that is why I am oozing jealousy, because it is spectacular. The food is extraordinary, and the people are lovely. So I am fully, we could talk about Hoi An the entire time, but we're not going to do that. We're going to talk about mini retirements or mini retirement. Is this like, how would you define it? Is this like a gap year for grownups?
Yeah, pretty much. It's to take time off work and do something a bit different. And if you got like me, I've got 2 young children, spend that little bit of quality time with them whilst they're young and kind of see them growing up. So yeah, no, it is a bit like a gap year.
Now, with a gap year, your responsibilities are low. You work in a bar for a while, you travel, maybe you work in a bar while you're traveling. How do grownups think about this? What's the framework? What's the way to make this happen if you aren't a trust fund baby?
So the key piece is a bit like retirement for good. You have to start early. And that's exactly what we did. We didn't just say on a whim, let's just leave our corporate jobs and start going living in Vietnam. It was put in place sort of pretty much about 10 years ago. We were always saying, right, we're savers. At some point, we want to use that money and save for peace. We don't want to just wait until we're old and we might have the time then, but we won't have our health. Let's do something when we're younger. So we kind of put in a bit of a plan to say, right, we're going in 10 years' time, we'll do something different. And that's exactly what we did. And it's been the most amazing time spending this time with our daughters. And I've been able to do something completely different with my time. I've been, as I say, teaching kids about money and writing a book. So it's just given us a totally different view of the world. But you have to put a place in plan. It's not just a
whim. Do you predict you will go back to a traditional jobby jobberson job?
Yes, I do. But then I don't think I'll be thinking I'll be in that job until I'm 65. I think I'll be thinking of in maybe 10 years, another 10 years time, maybe retiring for good at that time or doing another mini retirement. I think it's just so refreshing and I've really enjoyed it and strongly recommend everyone think about doing it. But again, it's not going to be tomorrow. It's going to be in, say, a period of time.
In some fields, it is easier, both from a career standpoint and a financial standpoint, because teachers, for example, in Canada, they could do what's called a 4-over-5 plan. So you work for 4 years, you get the fifth one off, but you're paid the entire time, admittedly a reduced salary, but you're paid. In other areas, you come back after being gone for a year and the world has changed and there was no mechanism to save for that. So let's deal with that in two parts. First, the career element. What are you going to put on your LinkedIn when you go back into job search mode?
So I think it's going to be a case of what you've been doing in that period. And saying even the term sabbatical, I don't know, we use that in the UK for taking time off. And I think that's exactly what it is. But when you're talking to employers, et cetera, it makes you actually interesting. It totally does. It makes you've got a story to tell and people understand why you're doing it. You know, it's not a case of I just want to sit there and twiddle my thumbs and watch Netflix series for 2 years. Most people who I've met who have done something similar have all had interesting stories or done something with their time and got something to share and have learned new skills, met new people. And then when they do start work, they're completely refreshed. They're like ready to go. They've had that time off raring to go.
So you say start early and you had some runway there. Did you have a separate bank account? Did you budget for this? Give us, as granular as you can be, What did that plan actually look like?
So I bought a house and an apartment in sort of 2010. So we had been saving up for that, for our first house. And so we had already in that kind of savings mode already. And that was for our down payment on the house. And then we had our mortgage thereafter, but we were still earning more and getting more bonuses, et cetera. And so we thought, well, instead of just increasing our kind of lifestyle, let's just put that extra money away for savings and for this kind of long-term plan. We allowed a little bit of lifestyle creep. So we had nicer holidays and went to nicer restaurants, et cetera, but we made sure that we always kept a little bit more of our bonuses and pay rises towards our investment. So I've always invested just in simple global index funds. And so that money went into those index funds. So they, not only are we putting money away, but it's that money's been growing as well over that period of time.
What about a period of market correction? So how would that have gone if the markets had done in 2008 while you were in savings mode?
Yeah, no, so that would have been fine as well, because we're essentially living off the sort of some of the income from our savings. So we're still getting the dividends, and we rented out our apartment or our house actually in the UK. So we're getting those income. So it's more about the income than the capital value. We haven't really been buying and selling stock and shares or apartments. We've been kind of living off the income from that. Now that might change for other people. We've been fortunate in terms of the amount of income that we're getting, and others might have to sell down a little bit. But as long as it's not, okay, I'm going to have to sell all of my life savings. Most of the time, it's about focusing on putting that money away to generate an income and trying to live off as much of that as possible.
You and this topic would be a magnet in many social environments. People are like, oh my God, how'd you do this? How'd I do this? As you listen to their questions and as people talk about, you know, what they value and how they roll and their saving habits and all those sorts of things, what would you identify as key elements of a human's temperament that would have this work? Because for some people, it's like, oh yeah, I could totally do that. And other people, you think, this is a terrible idea. You should just keep your job and retire the good old fashioned way, because this would not be a good fit for you.
Yeah, so it's all about patience for me. It's all about having... So I was very fortunate. My parents, I grew up in, my parents stayed in the same house for like 20, 25 years. And pretty much signed up as soon as I finished university, or college, they retired to Spain. So they retired early rather than did these mini retirements. But I got to see the benefits of that. So I'd be working really hard in my job, and I'd phone them up and say, what have you done today? And they're like, well, we're in the sun. We went to this nice little village. We painted a chair, read our books. And I was like, I want that. And so it gave me that kind of mindset of I had a goal and I had to be patient. I knew I wasn't going to be able to do that straight away. And so it's having that. I sacrificed having nice like designer clothes, etc. And I kind of very much didn't mind my friends and peers spending and having nicer things than me, because I had this goal, and because I've seen my parents benefit from that, I wanted to see that. So I was lucky from that point of view, but yeah, very much controlled that spending and had that kind of very determined mindset. I've got savings, I'm gonna have to give them a purpose. I'm not just gonna sit
there. What do you think you're gonna need to do to ease your re-entry into the working world? Because I can imagine if this were me, I'd be like, what was I thinking? Who is this email from? I'm not responding to this. I'm not doing a performance management process. No.
Yeah. To be honest, that is going to be a challenge, and it's going to be, but I'm kind of looking forward to, again, I've enjoyed the time with my family, but I quite liked it. I never hated my job. I enjoyed my job. When I had it in the past, it was never a push factor, it was a pull factor. So I'm looking forward to the challenge of accomplishing something new within the corporate piece, having teammates and working with people again on a more regular basis. But also I have that longer term goal that I know that I'm not going to be doing it forever. Mm. I probably won't be doing it as long as other people, and I'm going to have that different mission. And yeah, I've got a nice sense of fulfillment, a little ease.
Did you, that is delightful to hear, and notice how I have no ease. So I'm like immediately barreling in and asking, here's my next question. Have you kept yourself in the mix? I don't know what type of work you do, but many, many types of work require sort of ongoing learning and knowing what's in the zeitgeist. Have you endeavored to keep one foot in, or have you said, no, both of those feet are in Vietnam and eating the delicious food here, and I'll just figure out what I've missed when I return?
Yeah, so I have been keeping up because so my background is I was in investment. So I was advising some of the world's largest institutions about where to put their money. So what I've been doing since I've been in Vietnam is, say, focusing on helping parents teach their kids about money. And some of that is using those same skills. And I've kept my network because I've written a book. And so using my network and keeping in contact with them and talking to people. So I kind of kept in the loop with that and done a little bit of ad hoc consultancy with my old firm as and when they kind of needed sort of my expertise on odd ad hoc projects every now and then.
You've said your kids are young. At a certain point, you are going to say, Papa's going back to work. How do you think that will go for them? Have you been planting the seed that the life they're living is a period of time versus all the time?
Yeah, no, we have. As soon as we said we were leaving Hong Kong to come to Vietnam and what we're doing, we said it was a limited time. But we also tried to make it as a really good example for them. So we're saying that the reason that mommy and daddy can spend all this time with you is because we've been sort of planting our seeds, because we use that kind of analogy. And we've got this kind of financial forest and we've got these seeds growing. And so therefore, if you want to have that time with your kids when you're older, you need to start saving now. But yeah, I think they're going to miss it. But I'm hoping now that we're in the world of working from home and my next role will be largely based at home, that I can still spend that sort of morning time and sort of come with the routines and traditions that we've got. Because clearly my kids are at school. So that sort of time, weekend time and morning and evening time should hopefully still be there.
Will, this has been an extraordinarily inspiring conversation. I have got to say that the only time I was in Hoi An, Vietnam was with my then six-year-old. So we took our six-year-old on a tour through Thailand and Vietnam, and we had an extraordinary experience in Ho Chi Minh City and Halong Bay and all those places, but it was limited to 3 weeks, which is barely a blip compared to what you've got. I appreciate you taking the time. I know it is very, very late where you are. You may now go to bed.
It was a pleasure talking to you, Bruce. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Will. Will Rainey, the founder of Blue Tree Savings, which is a platform to help parents teach their kids about money. He was here to talk to us about a concept called mini retirements. Don't just save for one that happens when you're in your 60s. Save for multiple that you can experience over the course of your life.